Holiness of Emes and Zion, we did Sevches through the end of the Mechaber. We didn't do the Ramah yet. We have to Mishaburas. Let's see Mishaburas. Mishaburas of Kat Lamed Zion. Okay. So you're allowed to do the Kedera Agabi Kira. Hanush Mamido Agabi Kira Milamala. Opia, you put on top of the Kira, on top. It's not touching the coals.
Okay.
Or it's standing on a tripod inside of the big ovens. And it's fully cooked. So Shehiyah is mutter in that situation. But the problem is if you cover it, it's going to be a problem of Moisef Hevel, the combination of the insulation on top and the heat source on bottom. Machmas Eish Shesh Tachtehem. I feel like Im Mephazer Eifral Gabikacholim, Mikomokim Moisef Hevel. Even if you've covered the coals with ashes, so it's a case of a katuma, so it's still, there still is a heat source there which is generating heat, which is going to make a problem in making a mess of Hevel.
Okay.
But then it said, as long as it's in a situation where they're not touching the pot directly, it's mutter. Kol shehu, behind the cane, seer, ha-mechaber, shebasamach, and the Shulchan Aruch gives an example. Okay. So a case where you put a pot and then you put it's not touching the coal, so you don't have a problem with that. It's considered Shehiyah Hilchot. Al techozel lefarash b'kitzum mashakosu b'tchilas asif b'yishav mutal ishoiz b'hashoiz mashakosu b'soiv divin and shirin b'galim ha'gim mutal. So it's really like sort of repeating itself. If the pot is touching the coals, it's called hatmana, even though it's uncovered on top. But even though it's touching the coals, as long as it's open on top, it's mutter, according to the Rambah.
Okay.
So now that's considered Shehiyah. But if you put a large kli on top of the small kli, then you put begadim around the hat, so that the begadim do not touch the pot which has the food, so that's not hatmana. Rachav wudim shesal piyakdir daf rachav kinyan binyan shabegadim shemachasal mela lo yigam betziriak there. The same thing would be true, but like the example I gave you, when you put a large piece of wood which extends above the pot, and therefore the begadim, when they hang down, aren't touching the pot. They're extended away from the pot due to this large board that they're sitting on. How much is considered a gap? It has to be noticed. It has to be, you know, it's not, you know, something which you can't notice with your eye. Something which should be noticeable by just looking at it, you see that that's not touching. Okay. So you cannot mona. And it calls it because she's ash bekir. There's all talking about there's a fire there, so there's a fire. There's a heat source. So now it's a hot mana and a moist of Hevel, which is us. Alamein shah eish bekira klal. If there's no fire there, yesh arbim she'ein lesser lahamid kadera leha l'chosesim begadim. Some say there's no issue in that situation to insulate it. Even though the nature of the oven is that it still has heat, the walls of the oven still have heat in them. It's mutter. Dafka gabi gefes kudai mash osir mishum the royal hatim besecha because of shami yathim rebetz. Beatzim the gzera is otu rebetz. They answered gefes and these type of things because gzera otu rebetz. Rebetz was hot ash which has coals in it. Malchay royal hatim besecha karko shakira. It's not really royal to do mono on this. Hilchah lekla mecha shemidi. It's not comparable to hatmona and remitz. It's a whole different type of thing. So, they didn't answer this case. The gam mitamacher yeshar medolam the gevus. Furthermore, it's better in the case of gevus. The gevus moisif hebel baatz ma'abakira ein chuma elamach masoheish b'chol shom miskar v'holich. The nature of the oven is that it's cooling. It's not generating its own heat. Some, however, are machber. Elam kain maniach kli adaf rochav al kader ben lamala b'chakach mechatz hasubah. Because unless you do this eitza of extending the insulation away from the pot. But anybody who's mekel, once they remove the fire from the kira, it's just the walls of the kira itself, and they want to then wrap the food and insulate it, wrap the pot and insulate it. We cannot prevent them from being mekel. A piece of teva. So based on this, let's talk about the following. The mashanoigam Muhammad kave, a talsh of every Shabbos min boyon. So they put a pot of coffee or some type of food, Erev Shabbos, on the tanner, on top of the tanner, they cover it with clothing. According to Machirim, it's a problem. Because even though the oven has no fire in it anymore, just the nature of the walls of the oven is adding heat. Seemingly, according to the machmirim, it's a problem. Elam ken yiniach etzadaf rochav al kaderim. Mekamokam in limchus b'bom the yeshem amashi yismoich. But they have the opinion which is mekel, and they can rely on that opinion. She can't be moich against them. Okay. We're talking about a case over here that you know, it's the equivalent of it was a group that they removed the burning fuel, whatever the fuel would be over there, wood or whatever it was. Omnam. So now this is a chayotim. Now this chayotim over here is a little bit confusing. Im noisin chal agabi taner. So the Chayyarim came along and said, if you will put part of the pot down into sand and cover the upper part with begotten, so that's going to be potentially a problem of hatmana, because even if you could argue the tanner is not a problem, but chol is the center of hevel because it reflects the heat of the pot back onto itself and it generates heat. So he's mekel when the upper part is not directly touching it, and the sand does not extend above halfway up, which means even though really not doing hamon on this on the upper half, but if the sand will extend more than halfway up the pot, in conjunction with the fact that on top you are insulating in some way, even though it's not touching, so it's not really a bona fide hatmana. So the chayyarim was mach. Where did he get it from? According to the sheet of the Mechaber, Hadmonah makes this call Hadmonah. That the Mechaber said if it's sitting on the coals, it's a problem of Hadmonah. So the fact that it's open on top does not take away the status of Hadmonah. But according to the Ramah, it's open on top, it's not called Hadmonah. This is not called Hadmonah, but when you have this clothing, whatever it is, you know, the insulation is not touching the pot. So the fact that it's immersed more than halfway in the sand should not be a problem. But the Chayyim is chashish for it. You know, Chayyim says it's a problem. The Mishabur quotes it without seeming to have any problem with it. Even though the Mishabur later on will talk about this idea that if it's open on top, it's not a problem. He doesn't seem to be like. Doesn't seem to have any problem with it, even though later on. If you look at later on in Simration of Chesif Cut and Bays, he's pretty clear that as long as it's open on top, or it's not mutman on top, it's not totally mutman, it's mutter. So which one? We'll see a little bit over there. So this was a famous shayla. This chayyim was understanding exactly what his din is and how to apply it. This is the crockpot shayla. The argument being that the majority of the crockery is sitting inside of this jacket, which is adding heat. So even though it's open on top, there's nothing on top, but if the majority is sitting in such a thing which is adding heat, that's a form of hatmona. So this was the Rishlama Zalman Zatzal wrote a letter to somebody that he holds it was a problem. And he was nifter. That was the last psak we have from Rishlama Zalman was this. So the question was, how do you answer these theories? And what the Chayyim, so they had all these arguments back to him, but he was God. This is that Chayyim. If you remember that tumult when it came out, this is what it was going around. How do I understand this Chayyim over here?
And is this where the Eitzah was to line it with aluminum foil on the inside, or is that some other issue?
No, the Eitzah which they came up with was to make some aluminum. So put some type of a very thick piece of aluminum, like a can or something inside, and raise it up so it's not sitting in the crockery. The lining was a issue of shahia. That was a shahia issue. If you line it with aluminum foil, you have an issue of shahia and chazara. So if you're machron, according to Mishabur, you're machron shahia, you have to cover the heat source. So lining it was a way to act as covering the heat source. That's your blech, basically. That was a blech eitzah. But for this issue, the eitzah was to lift it up. So they suggest if you put like a can of, you know, a tuna can or something inside, and you set it on top of that, so it's that won't sit fully inside of the jacket. It extends above, so that would not be considered a hot moment.
But the chayyim is up to row.
It's not really touching, but then once you do that, it doesn't really touch.
It doesn't touch on the bottom, on the base at least.
So it's more than that, because the way it's shaped.
Right, it'll push it away.
It's like there's a gap now between it.
Right. Flares.
So what?
Right, so that was what they suggested then. Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch said, Vayter, so the fact that it's Gesaniyah is not called Mala, and therefore it's also Mutter, you can put the Kedera. Another example where this issue would be relevant, he first deals with the shahia problem. So the shahia could be because it's the top of a kira and it's fully cooked. It could be because it's a ketuma, or inside of a tanner we have a problem. Even that's not mutter. But if you put a raw piece of meat, so then you could do shahia, and then you would then move into the hatmana issue. Pirish. Ad hashtu mariv lenyan kira. Vatabal afarish tegab batanam mutter liten kadira kadira mibadyayim. You can do it with a tanner as well. They're tanurim, which how's it possible to leave it on a tanner mibadyayim? Vav she'edo garfakatu. Even though you have not removed the fire, because we said if you put a raw piece of meat right before Shabbos, we're not worried about chitui. Or or on the other end, it's fully cooked. Even though it's inside of the oven, and you seal the oven, you cover it with insulation. It's definitely adding heat. Because they don't touch the pot. But it's only mutter if the pot is the bottom of the pot is not touching the coals. The Shulchan Aruch l'shitosa. Good. So we discussed that already. If the bottom of the pot is touching the coals, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's called Hatmana. According to the Mor, it's not. Okay. Fine. Then there's another Ramah. Let's continue with the Ramah. Hatmana Sha'isim, Bimindina Selo. So, what they do now over here, where they do the Hatmana of that Shematmina Bataner, they put the pots inside of the big oven. Talking Pia Taner Batit, and they seal the mouth of the Taner. Sure, the Kulayama, that's mutter, because there's no, that's, you know, they call it, they're being matmen for Shabbos, but it's nothing to do with Halchos Hatmana. Fine. Kamashiz Baral Elba Simon Reshah Gimel, he's Baral Kamam, so Simon Reshah and Tess. Point. No point. Mitzvah Hatmen B'Shabbos, Kadesh Yochel Chamen B'Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to have a hot food on Shabbos. So it's a mitzvah to arrange that you should be able to have food which can be maintained. Shabbos, instead of coming on a Shabbos, they have nice hot food for Shabbos day. Well, we could, you know, cholins. And Shabbos. The Balamor says this. You know, if they don't allow this, we're chashit that the fellows are karoy. He learns the pasuk. You may not have a fire in your house. Period. So that's apikorsis. That's he's denying the understanding of Chazal that the Yisr is not having a fire. This is making a fire. Fine. We're talking about Tana Batit Memvav. So the Rambam Mishabura. Hine Linyan Hatmana Ain Sar Klal Tiach Batit Gamal Rambam. This issue over here of Tiach Batit is not to solve the Yisr of Hatmana. Because it's not touching the pot, etc. Although the Balarba, the Matiach, Shari, the Tiach allows it to be mutter for the Isra of Shehiyah. For the Ain't Noisim, but Chaticha Chaya, Shabbosar, even though there's no raw meat, come here, dime, it kills Bishal, it's not fully, you're not even cooked Macham under soy. The Matiach, Oya Osir, Bezel, Arniach, Akter, Batana, Shenagor, Fakata, Mishum, Chashash, Kitui. So if you wouldn't have a sealed oven, you'd have a problem with afraid the person is going to come and rake the coals. But here, sorry, but the fact that it's sealed takes away the chashash of chitui. He's not going to open it up, etc. The davke v'basur kashulchai ain bo chashash chitui. As a chitui leisbashal shei roy lechel l'tzarech alayla. The heter of raw meat only works by meat. Al pastido ibine kitnius. You have a pastida, which was like a knish, or beans, or many, but say some type of a dough, type of an item. They cook more quickly. You put it raw right before Shabbos. There's a concern of chitui. Because you might want to hasten the cooking process to have it available for the suda. If the only way it's going to be mutter is if the oven is sealed. Where the place where they don't seal it, so you have a problem. It's also to put there because of shehiyah. Unless you put some raw meat there. Unless it'll reach before Shabbos, according to the Ramah. So the Midrash Ashkenazi, that's good enough. Or you'll cover the ash, so that's a grufa, that's a ketumah, really. So that's shehiyah's mutter. So once you seal it, it's shor b'chol yam. Abba b'kein, yishor b'chol yam, b'chol yam, and hakadayr, b'tanar, b'chol yam, b'chol yam, b'chol tzad, and the kariyat mona, b'dabar, b'chol yam, b'chol yam, b'chol yam, grufa. So, even according to Ramah, the fact that touching the coals is not called hat mona. That's just it's sitting on the coals. But if you have coals all around it, according to the Ramah, there's some argument that even the Ramah would agree that's called Hatmana and Moshev Hevel. There's such an argument.
So that's like the crock pot now, with still the cover is not.
Right. V'yeshu killing gamazed, the hotuch batit, v'loi osu the chatuye, v'chein mashmer as a ruah, v'chein lachman chachila. So, some argue that mice in this case over here, which we're talking about, is inside of the tanner. You have the other heter. And the argument there is, and the reason why it's also the reason why we call it mono, because it's the gzera shemen yathim remetz is very close to surrounding the coals. That's what remetz is. Remetz is hot, right? So, and then the chashash of chitui, the whole thing is there. Some say, yeah, but the mice said it took patit, so don't worry about. You should be machmir not to do that.
Why?
A different problem is how do you take the pot out? Because if the coals are will still be on fire the next day, because that's possible, if the oven is sealed overnight, you open it up. So when you move the coals, you're going to cause them, that itself will cause a form of stoking the fire. So that's going to be problematic. If you didn't seal it, so that definitely should not be makel on that. So this is the Marshal. Shartian, we're in Mem Hei, points out the Sashita of the Marshal. She was Marshal Simon Samach. The Marshal is Marko like the Shulchan Aruch. If it's touching the coals, it's already a problem. We're making on that. People are not, we see people are not cautious for that. It's not any better than putting in gavash zaytim, even though it's not fully pasha. Means even though it's not fully surrounded. Okay. Unless he means he's putting something on top. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay. And he said, somebody who can't eat these hot foods can eat cold food. We don't make him eat this because of the chashash of precursors. He should make himself sick. In the Moshe Dish over here, they bring that they're missing Karel, which is Madaik over here, that's only because a person, it's a health issue. A person that doesn't like cholent, he should eat cholent anyway, or something hot. Now, B'yameinu, what I was saying, Rabbi Motzi, Kilko Godol, Yeneiz Eilu, Shepershim, Atum, B'shat, Nefesh, Mitzis, Achilles, Kham, B'shabbos, So we have a problem nowadays that people stop the minute of eating cholent, of eating something hot, chamin, and they come to the situation of Yisr. Why? They get involved in having the goy cook something for them, as opposed to doing this process of leaving hot from before Shabbos. The three of them are Bishul, Mavor, and Kibui. So there's cooking involved, there's making a fire, heating a fire, and there's some elements of Kibui you're putting out a fire. So how is that? Shemina Zakli im Ali Ate Alamulyar. They take the chinuk with the tea leaves onto the mulyar. The Bilshaneno is called a samavar. When the coals are still producing fire, Rebishol, you're cooking the water, cooking the leaves. And there's coals there, so each time you take the pot off, put the pot back, it's the opening of that allows air to get to the kecholim. When you put on top, it takes away the air. So that's Havor and Kibui. The Meshosh Akli Oymed Olav Mitzkabe Ha'esh the Mekzis of Asir Mesbar Megecholim. What's again amazing to Pasul Leidus of Yeshua Min HaTorah Umarach Esnafshar Umachris Esnafshar Me'eretz HaChayim Hizchayev Chorus Ki Haver Shechayim Olav Chorus Eskilo Chol HaNevesh HaYosu Meminig Yisrael HaHatmin Chaman Al Shabbos. They do HaMod from before Shabbos HaKaymet Sezonik Shabbos Kashino Gav Asinim HaYolam. They follow the old menhagim. Asher mitzvot lo yedad avara. You follow the menhagim. You're good. Zeloshim ba'al amor berakira. Kol mi she'eino oichel chamin. Person doesn't eat the chamin. We're kosher over there. You have to check in them, see if he's an apikoros. And he says, "Okay, mitzvot zonik shabbos kasher nogo." No, wrong line. Tzarech lahazmin levashol lahatmin la'anig the shabbos lahashmin. So he has a nice poem. You have to prepare to cook and then be matmin something. Therefore, you're able to enjoy Shabbos and become a little bit fat. And that expresses your emuna and your zechut the ketz yamin. Okay, so. So cholent is a very chashuv minhag. One of my chaverim told me, the fellow was not frum, but his grandparents were. Every Shabbos they would go to his grandparents for cholent, and he liked cholent very much. But you know, so he grew up. He said, you know, he's going to keep the minhag of cholent. So he would prepare cholent before Shabbos, and he would eat Shabbos morning. He'd go to work, cholent he would eat. So the problem is that after cholent, you're sleepy. So he would, you know, he'd come home during lunch break and eat his cholent and go back to work. And found the boss said, it's not working. So he says he wasn't giving up. He made a commitment to this minute of cholent. He's not giving him a cholent. So the boss fired him. So he got a new job, but didn't have to work on Shabbos. Fine. He's going like this for a period of time, about 6 months, and when he mentions one of his friends, that he's not working on Saturday anymore. He says, so why don't you come with us to this nice shul over here? Kids in the fellow's room. Kids are in yeshiva. the whole thing, because he was committed to the minhag of Jones. So, minhag is still a chashuv thing. Okay, simon reish nuches mutar lahasim erev Shabbos davar kar al kder chama. You're putting on top of the pot, you're putting a container with something cold on top of the hot pot before Shabbos. It says not, there's no money involved, and the upper item will be warmed by the lower item. Mishabura Aleph, Dabra Karafilo, who Dabra Kai, even though it's raw, he's Basha Ato Ayere Chayim, Akdeir Shetate, it's going to get cooked. Come in short, keep in Shaminiach Bibidim, because you put it before Shabbos. Shane Zakim Time, and Rasul Armor, Afilo Kisa Oz Akli, Akdeir Bibigod, and then you cover it. So the top, it's all covered with some type of insulation. But in terms of Chayim, Al Dabra Kar Ayere Akdeir, and the bottom pot, which is hot, is adding heat. For the Hoki Shori, it's mutter. Now, why is it mutter? The Choshev Kederik Gefis Udarmalo Masivim Hevel. The Hosim. This is not like the cases which we had before, where there's a heat source on the bottom, and it's mutman on top, and it's a problem. Which regards what it is, because a hot pot doesn't function like the Gefis. Why? The Hosim Hu Masiv Hevel Machmas Atzma. Gedera Ein Lo Hevel Miatzma. Sometimes it wasn't a pot on the fire; it's just a hot pot. So the hot pot doesn't have its own heat. So it's not like remnants. If out of a kol shah chayma is mismayed v'halach, its heat dissipates. Bachishori. This is like the same argument which we had before by the taste of the taner. The davka l'niach adavar karmi b'adyayim. But this is only mutter to put it there before Shabbos. Av l'niach b'shabbos al-kder tachas kisei b'gadam she'olah she'ischamim is osur. They put it there on Shabbos, it's a problem. A, money even in a Maimon Hevel is usher on Shabbos. And B, you might cook it. I feel the Eino Chaim Kol Kach Sheyuchel Lover the day it says, but it's not going to heat up the upper pot to Yetzel Letters. There's no Bishul involved. The Shabbos Leitir L'Hatman is a Tzernan Al Kadei Shetovik Tzinosri. B'Shesh Shemer L'Chaim Al Yirei Hatman is usher. There is a halacha. We didn't ask for Hatman on a cold pot, on a cold item. You want to insulate a cold item because there's no heat there really. But over here, there is a process of warming it, so that's a problem. But if it's not covered, so there's no hatmana involved. So now the problem isn't hatmana. The problem is just that you're heating it. Well, it's not getting out to lettuce, but there's no problem. Because it'll come on, seven reshim, shin yin ches above. Because of chanan, there's also lika kli, b'secha mashka tzanan. You want to take a kli which has a cold drink, cold liquid. B'tchum v'seh b'shab is the kli mole mayim chaman. You're going to submerge it into a kli with hot water. She's chama b'secha that it's going, and you're going to warm the liquid inside of this water. Filo yochol lovely day yatzel lettuce boy. Even though the water can't get the yatzel lettuce boy, she's out there hatmona mamish kibin shekulo tomim b'secha. But now it's mutman, as we said, the hatmona to generate heat, even if it's not get the yatzel lettuce boy, is also. So if it's not fully tomin, it's mutter. So this is where the Mishabura seems to say over here that even though it's submerged, but as long as it's uncovered on top, it's not called hamana. Because since it could get the yatz lettuce boy, so you can't do bishul. So we're not going to let you do bishul over here. And there's a rule we'll see later on. Even if you plan to remove it before it gets to the yatz lettuce, well, you're not going to do it because you're going to forget. We're afraid you're going to forget. But if it's so, that's a bishul problem. But if it's not going to get to the yatz lettuce, well, there's no bishul problem. But there is the other problem about mono. And he says if it's totally submerged, it's called Atmana. If it's not totally submerged, it's not called Atmana. So Mishnah Berurah seems to say pretty clearly, they hold that's not called Atmana.
So even the totally submerged case is nothing on top of the cold water, but it seems that since the whole body of the cold water is under the water level of the hot water, that's what he's calling totally submerged. And that could resolve your stira with the previous.
You're learning that it wasn't totally submerged.
Well, if it was totally submerged, the hot water is going into the cold water.
No, he says it's a Magula Mala.
Right, so even in the beginning where he talks about it.
No, he's contrasting the two cases. It's a case where it is fully submerged, where it's not fully submerged.
But even when it's fully submerged, there's nothing on top of the cold water. It's a glass of cold water.
No, I think it means there's something on top. It's like a closed pot.
I read that it was just a cup of cold water.
No, because he's
below the water level of the hot water, so now it's completely submerged.
I understand, but he's contrasting a case where it's Magula Lamala, it's a case where it's not Magula Lamala. He's saying the first case is it's literally with Subashab is a clean Mali Mayim.
In what sense is it not Magula Lamala? As a fuel ain't tumuna kula besocho shmugul lamala. What makes it mugul lamala is the fact that it's not tumuna kula besocho, that the cold water doesn't go below the water line of the hot water. That's the definition of mugul lamala.
Okay, I don't understand like that. Okay, I understand. He's just saying that that's the rule. Mugul lamala makes it a definition, not tumuna. I think that's how the standard understanding, the general rule is. As long as it's mugul lamala, it's not. So that's the challenge over here, to understand how that's done with that chayyim before.
Chayyim also said that because minan shema real chito, real hatmana. The chayyim lashon was also that we're gozer in that case, auto a real hatmana.
Yeah, he says you're gozer auto being mapim meremets.
Right.
No, he came along and saying, it's the same. He came along and said, so where is this thing coming from? Where is this din coming from? You know, yeah, you're right. The gzeira of Chazal was shemini apir remetz. That's clear. This we must have was a parashat Gemara because shemini apir remetz, and the gzeira over there is because kimei kav dechitui. So we could argue, yeah, fine, okay. So then the chur logic is you don't need to, if it's not fully insulated and covered, it should be mutter. I mean, it should be aser because the gzeira shemini yichat is still there. I get it. But now you're making a new definition of hatmana, but saying the hatmana by a moisiv hevel is a totally different hatmana than the hatmana by a maimon hevel. By a maimon hevel, the hatmana is only if it's fully covered, because over there the gezera is that you want it to be warm, so afraid that you might try right now to heat it up a little bit to put it in. So if you're leaving it open, it means you don't mind that there's heat loss. Whereas by moisiv hevel, the gezera is that you might come to Mapim Remetz, which the nature is that you're going to stir. So that gzera is true, even if it's not fully submerged. I get it. But then, but where did he see that in the sugya? Like, he made up his own shita, it looks like.